so stressful when you have to figure out if you're going to move, if you're going to buy a new home, if you're going to sell your home. I've got about 8 months left to make a final decision on what we're going to do. So my husband and I have decided to just start looking. Like, let's just start looking in the towns that we like.
Sure.
Let's start looking on the streets that we like. Let's kind of get a feel of what's out there. Spoiler alert, there's nothing and everything costs $1 billion. And
it's
we can't
true.
Afford it.
There is absolutely nothing out there. It's like cannibalism, really. I mean, trying to get your hands on properties. And then, of course, what happens is it drives the price, right?
Yep.
So, you know, you end up pricing yourself out of something that would typically make good sense for your family.
Oh, my gosh. Like I thought at this point in my life I would be buying my dream house. Now it's like back to square one. A fixer-upper.
Right. Starter
we don't
time
need
again.
A basement, right? Who needs a yard?
And what, a garage?
Yeah,
what? That's for spoiled people.
But what I found, Raven, is that as we started driving around these neighborhoods, and we have an interesting time period because Hayden will be starting high school, my older, and my little one, Dakota, will be starting kindergarten. So if we're going to leave town, this is probably the time
it's
to
the time
do
to
it.
Do it. Yeah.
So, you know, we started looking around and we start driving down these streets and I look at the houses and whatever. Some are nice, some are not nice. I don't
sure.
know. I'm not going inside. I'm
That's
just
normal.
Feeling the neighborhoods out.
Yeah.
But I'm looking around at the neighbors. And it's the neighbors that are alarming me because I'm like, not only do you have to find like a house you like, you got to find a neighborhood that you like. And how do you know if the neighbors are crazy?
Yeah. So many times now, I think that plenty of times, a lot of the new neighborhoods or subdivisions that they build, it's not necessarily a neighborhood. That takes time, right? It takes community, takes time, right? So you've got to go back and look at something that's established, but you never know what's crazy and what isn't. I mean, I've had nightmares.
Well, it's true because my neighborhood now, at my old condo complex, I couldn't stand my neighbors. They were nuts. They were all insane.
That's typical cigarettes. For a condo complex, by the way.
But I moved in here, did no research, and I love my neighbors. They're like really fun and cool, and we hang out, and we have Halloween parties, and we have Christmas parties, and like it's nice, and I want that again wherever I go next, you know?
Sure, sure. I had a neighbor at my old place that he would keep all his lawn equipment on the yard, everything whatsoever. He had a jungle gym out there that I believe was for a niece or a nephew at some point in his life, and it was just so far overgrown that you barely knew that there was a structure in the middle of his yard. It was absolutely terrible. And it took forever to get the town to do something about it. And when they did, he didn't keep it up. We've got a house for sale right now about six doors down from my house. And I'm terrified as to who might buy it.
Right. So when you go into a neighborhood, how do you know if they're good neighbors or not? Like, how do you know who the people are? I'm looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven. We asked last night. And Brian wrote, any more than four cars in the driveway, the crappier the cars, the worse the neighbors. But then Jennifer responds and says, everyone keeps saying too many cars. My ex and I have had half a dozen cars at one point. My car, his car, his company car, his towing truck, his autocross car, and his dad's classic car under a tarp. Sounds like you're jealous. I don't know if they're jealous.
I don't know if
Jennifer.
Jealous is the word that I would use, right?
Yeah. So if you're driving down a street, what would be the telltale signs, I guess is what we're looking for, that these are bad neighbors? 1-800-330-9999. On our text line, neighbor red flags. There are constantly unmarked police cars parked in the neighborhood, and every so often SWAT runs across the front lawn. Yep.
Yeah.
That would be a sign.
That would be a good indicator. Yep.
Funny
thing about the first time that cops come to your house for an actual problem, after that, anytime the police ever come to your neighborhood, everybody just assumes it's a problem at your place, right?
Oh, 100%.
I mean, what if you're calling the police for help for, like, you know, an innocent thing, something that you need a question answered or whatever? Maybe they're there for community outreach. You don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
But you just assume.
This is a scary story, but it was the most. I had just moved into my house, and I had an issue. Remember this with the crazy stalker person?
Yes.
And I had to go talk to all my neighbors and explain to them that that's why there was a police patrol around our house.
Right.
And I was so embarrassed because I was like, hey, welcome to the neighborhood. I'm sorry that the police are here. I'm not a bad person. This is what's going on.
Constantly. I'm not in witness protection or anything like that. Right.
That was the most awkward thing. So my husband and I are thinking about moving in the next year. So we just started driving around neighborhoods to get a feel of where do we want to live and, like, you know, what house can we afford at this point with prices going through the roof? The answer is not much. But anyway.
Sure.
The bigger thing that we've realized is that just as important as finding the house that's right, it's finding the neighbors that are right. Because we were driving down one street and there was like this couple walking. So I like waved, you know, hello. Isn't that what you, you know, you wave?
Yeah.
And they like gave us a dirty look. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to live on this street.
Yeah. In my neighborhood, if you're a non-waver, we run you out. We run you right out of the neighborhood. It's true.
So we're trying to figure out, like, what are the red flags to look for to let you know that the neighbors are nuts, that you don't buy in that neighborhood? On our text line, if they don't have trash pickup, no trash bins, our neighbors burn their trash. I don't want to know why.
Yeah.
I guess if you see smoke coming from their backyard, that's probably a good sign you don't want to live next door to them.
Some rural places, right, they do, you know, have some neighbors that'll burn all their trash. If they don't mow the lawn, that just drives me insane, right? Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How do you know your neighbors are nuts?
Political signs all over the front yard.
Yeah, nowadays you got to look out for that, right? I mean, it doesn't matter which side they're on. They're going to come over and start talking to you about it. And that's the main thing.
And that's the bigger problem.
Like, yeah. I mean, I love that you got the ability to vote, and I love that you got an opinion. Just don't share it with me. Yeah. I don't care anymore.
There's a guy down the street that has a giant flag that takes up, like, three of his windows in the front of the house.
Oh, yeah. I've got one of those.
Yeah, it says, don't blame me. I voted for Trump. I'm like, okay, but, like, why? That's what everybody has to see every time they drive by your house.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter, again, what side you're on.
It's exactly.
Like, I just don't want to have the conversation anymore. Like, yeah. I mean, I've had the conversation. I don't want to talk about the pandemic either.
On the text line, my husband's pet peeve is when people leave their Christmas lights on all year long. That would definitely be a sign of a bad neighbor. Oh, that's Raven. Raven keeps it up to Memorial Day weekend.
I mean, there is a string that is still on my top cutter right at this moment. I mean, I'm not illuminating it, but it's still up there.
Truck tire planters on the front lawn.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. To everybody their style. I hate wagon wheels, too. And some people would go, oh, but that's so nice.
That's
I'd be like, what
country.
Is the point of that?
Yeah.
You know, I don't like either of those looks.
Annalisa wrote on our Facebook page, when the chickens from their backyard start wandering over.
They all have personalities from what I hear.
From an expert's point of view, we're going to have realtor Jonathan Carbuti. He's coming up next, and he'll say the red flags that you probably don't want to move into a neighborhood. It's next. Jonathan Carbuti of Carbuti & Company Realtors. Jonathan, Raven and I were having this discussion because as I'm starting to get my feelers out there about moving, you go into these neighborhoods and you don't know anything. How do you know if the neighbors, the people that live on that street, are crazy?
Good or bad?
Good or bad? Such a difficult question, right? So difficult. We had this one situation actually where there was private trash removal for everyone in the town. And one of the neighbors didn't want to pay for the private trash removal. So they left their garbage bags outside by the garage overnight, and then they would take them to the local dump. But the animals would get into the bags and rip them apart, and it would go into the neighbor's property. I think that's a pretty good indicator.
Okay, that's a good start right there.
I had a neighbor once where they had nothing but lawn mowing equipment, like, all over their yard, and, like, eight different gas cans out there. But to try and get them to remove that type of stuff, I mean, it was tough. We had to work on the town for a while.
Oh, absolutely. I call them the exterior hoarding situations where they've got everything in the kitchen sink, literally in the backyard and the side yards.
So, Jonathan, if the front yard and the side yards are clear, though, right, but we still have suspicions for whatever reason, what are some of the things that we can do or we can look for?
Well, I mean, with the internet nowadays and everything at your fingertips, I'd probably just jump online and I'd Google the property address and try to find out everything I could about the neighbors, right? Maybe even check some of those online registries, if you know what I mean.
Right. You definitely want to know who's living on your street.
It's eye-opening, too, if you've ever logged on to one of those things. We're all surprised to find out who they are, right? That's probably good to be preemptive.
So you check the registry. You check their I'm a stalker, so I look up, like, property values. What do they buy their house for? How long have they been there? But is it weird to, like, camp out on a street for, like, a couple hours at a time? Because I remember I would have clients when I was a realtor, Jonathan, and I'm sure you probably do, too, that they would just sit on the street for hours and observe. And I couldn't understand if that was them being creepy or was that being proactive.
I think a little bit of both. I think there's a fine line between being observant and being a little bit creepy. You know, spending a couple hours on a street in front of somebody's house is definitely going to raise some eyebrows, but definitely you want to see who's coming and who's going. And I think you'll get a pretty good idea for who the neighbors are.
Anna, one of the oldest tricks, right? Show up at different times. You know, when they're expecting different people to be looking at the house, that's one thing. If it's daylight hours, you're going to get one kind of element in certain neighborhoods, and you might have a different element at night, right? Drive through at different times.
What if they have 17 cars parked in their front lawn? Good or bad?
Yeah, I was, you know, it's funny you beat me to the punch. Yeah, usually like two or three or four or five different unregistered cars on the front lawn is a pretty big indicator that something might be off.
Well, we'll keep our eyes open.
All good tips. You can check out Jonathan and his team at carbeautyrealestate.com.